Test 9. Zadanie 5. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedzi 7 osób na temat pewnego problemu ekologicznego. Przyporządkuj każdej z nich jedną z podanych poniżej opinii. Wpisz odpowiednio literę od A do I w kratki od 5.1 do 5.7. Dwie opinie zostały podane dodatkowo i nie pasują do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz 1 punkt.
Good afternoon, listeners. In today's program, The World Around Us, I would like to have a closer look at an issue which has been talked about a lot lately, namely overpackaging in the UK. A trip to the shops these days is likely to result in almost as much packaging as the food itself. And once used, these wrappers, bags and trays are destined for the bin. Have you ever tried to find a place to recycle plastics in the UK? It's very often a fruitless mission. Call us at 01 922 6530 and tell us how you cope with the packaging problem. Caller 1.
Last time I did my shopping, I didn't really buy much. I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw how much rubbish was generated when I started preparing lunch. 4 plastic bags, cling film, 6 plastic pots, trays, 1 polystyrene foam, 2 plastic and 1 pulped cardboard, a cake-shaped plastic box and a cardboard box with plastic windows, all packed into a plastic carrier bag. It is just appalling.
Caller 2.
I am glad you have touched on this problem. While we are encouraged and will soon be required by law to recycle our waste, it is not always straightforward to put this into practice. While the local supermarket has a collection point for carrier bag recycling, no other type of plastic is accepted. Down the road at the recycling centre, there are bins for newspapers, aluminium cans, glass, even clothing and shoes, but not plastics. The local council is not of much help either. Plastic isn't included in its curb collection.
Caller 3.
There are waste regulations that state that every stakeholder in a production chain, from producer to retailer, are responsible for recycling 50% of the packaging they produce. In practice, this becomes a packaging tax, where a supermarket has to pay lots of money a year in fines for packaging they don't recycle. It's cheaper to pay the fine than comply with the regulations.
Caller 4.
Everything in the supermarket is covered in plastic. There's a company that even sells bananas and oranges in plastic boxes. I regularly refuse plastic bags in shops, which seems to cause a great deal of trouble for the staff. In Debenhams, they tried to tell me that I had to take a bag. It was only when I said I wouldn't buy the product if they made me take a bag that they relented.
Caller 5.
I work in Ireland during the week where you have to pay 15 cents, which is about 10p, for a plastic carrier bag from the supermarket or local shop. It's amazing how few plastic bags you see lying around in Dublin compared with the UK. In addition, most people carry a plastic bag with them to avoid having to buy another.
Caller 6.
I live in Tokyo, where under strict local laws, we have to separate out all our rubbish each week. Mondays are plastic items. Wednesdays and Saturdays are everyday rubbish and food scraps. Thursdays is cans, bottles, plastic bottles and polystyrene, and even milk cartons. It was a pain at first, but after a few weeks it became a habit.
Caller 7.
Well, I think that perhaps consumer demand can help. All the products mentioned by someone before me can be bought loose or in a reusable jar in the case of the olives. It doesn't solve the wider issue of overpackaging and the UK's inadequate recycling programs. But by putting some thought into what we put into our basket, we can make a real difference.